My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
All right, let's get right into this.
I forgot he was wearing the helmet.
We went through the whole break, had a whole nice conversation. Yeah. I turned around during the intro and just see the helmet going. It's just it's a laugh every time.
All right, So that's my first confession.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I might start making bets that I know I'm going to lose.
No, we're not letting you get away with that. Get out of here.
Because I like strapping up, man. Strapping up. If this is the loss, I got to wear this this helmet.
We might have to add something to that helmet.
Yeah, too. No, we're not letting you get away with this.
Yeah, I get some.
It's fun. It's like, all right, you know, let's go.
Yeah,
you
get some shoulder pads and football pads.
Yeah, exactly.
Pads.
We got to make this more comfortable for you.
Yeah. I'm channeling 18-year-old me, man, every segment. Let's go. It's like, you know, slam my head against the locker.
All right.
You know?
Oh, you was one of those guys.
No, I'm not.
You can't tell?
No, I'm
not. You can't tell by the helmet?
Hey, that was a trophy. That was a trophy. That one I wasn't going to get rid of.
John was going up to the locker.
I mean, back in the day, not now.
Yeah,
I'm not glory, old glory guy, you know, high school glory days guy. You know that, but this is fun.
All right, more people are in on the idea that we should make that a thing for Football Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we are getting close to
get some helmets,
putting that in ink. Football Fridays with the leather helmets.
Funky like Football Friday with the helmets.
All that will come together. Well, but yeah, I love that John is trying to be the dude or the person who buys you a gift on your birthday that's really for them. He's like, I'll make a bet with you. And it's like, really, you just want to wear the helmet? Just wear the helmet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who was the star of the Jerry Seinfeld show? I bet you it wasn't Jerry Seinfeld. Just make a bet that you know you're going to lose.
Yeah, right.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Lopez can confirm that during the break, as sometimes I want to do, just like, you know, a thought will make its way out of my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't plan things. I don't have a planner. I don't do that, and I probably should. So it's just, if I can remember things, if I have things pop up, and out of my mouth during the break, I just went, wait, have I paid rent? Because it is the 4th. So I did want to give a little PSA. Most of y'all folks, if you're paying rent or mortgage or whatever, you about to be late if you don't get it done today. You know what I mean? Although, new spot for me, they only give me 3 days. I think that's kind of messed up. Like, I feel like four days should be the standard. Like, I'm not asking for 5.
Yeah.
I've seen it before, and I think that's nice. I feel like 4 days should be the standard. 3 is a little tight. You know what I mean? What if it don't line up for me just yet? Just right. Give me one more.
Is it just 4 days now? I seem to remember, you know, 10 days.
Oh, the hell no. That ain't happening. No time soon.
Yeah, I was like, I don't
know. Unless you know the landlord personally.
Maybe 10 days is the mortgage. You get notice from your mortgage.
Okay.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about
10 days.
So you figure you're gonna get 6 more days, man.
Yeah, and the 3 day made me think about the idea of maybe I should put it on auto pay, but I have never been that dude.
Oh,
like,
hell.
You just
don't care how much money I got.
Yeah. I'm
supposed to just bet that I'm gonna have money in there?
Yeah.
I can't bet on myself in that way.
Yeah, I don't trust it, first of all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch this.
These are my confessions. I'm a little bit offended at my wife, man.
Oh, wow.
So since we started doing this new In the Loop show, mm-hmm. and you guys know I have my own segment.
Yes.
Biggie's Mixtape.
Yeah.
120.
Every day at 120. So every time I come home, she always say, hey, how was the show? What you talk about in your segment? And a little backstory is my wife do not listen to the show at all. she don't care for sports talk. Yeah, she don't like sports talk. She don't like AM radio. One time I was in the car, I was off, and I tried to turn it to 610. Mm-hmm. And she like, cut this bleep off. Nobody listen to no AM radio. Who want to listen to that?
People.
That reminds me of my grandfather.
That's tough.
So just going in on the show. I'm like, dang. I'm like, I kind of get it because I'm not on the radio. So was she no
right. She's not listening to hear what's happening with the Astros.
She don't want to listen to Sean Pendergast.
Yeah. Wow. In your face, Sean.
Yeah, take that.
Hold that.
She don't care for it. I respect that. But I got my own segment. You mm-hmm. got at least tune in at 120 to listen.
You know,
don't keep coming home asking me what I talked about. Mm-hmm. You tune in at 120 to listen.
You're damn right.
Or at least, you know, we got the podcast. Get you the Odyssey app. Check that out. That's always available to you as well.
Yeah. And look, I get she don't like sports and all that stuff, but at least at 120, just you know, tune in and see what I'm talking about.
Support your man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she, like, I'm tired of telling her what I talked about.
Here's the thing. Do this. Hey, I don't know if she calls you Figgy or Edward, but hey,
who?
Whatever she goes, honey.
Babe.
Let's say she goes, hey, babe, we've got this event at school this Friday that blah, 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 blah. Nah, I ain't going. I hate that stuff. That's what you need to tell it. Hey, I don't do
buddy,
that. Nah, I don't do that
she
stuff.
She's been trying to get me to come in and read to some kids.
Nah,
for
I don't
a long
do that.
Time.
Sorry.
Yeah. That sounds great as like making a point, and you know what that will not be great for?
You.
You and your relationship.
Yeah.
Play with that if you want to.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I gotta confess, I think we should do this, and I think we should do this right now. Before the show, you know, we're talking about the intros for Baseball Spo and B. Scott. I'm a B. Scott guy. I like that one better, but I think you and Reggie.
Baseball Spo intro goes harder.
Okay, but let's hear them both. 713-572-4610. What are we hearing first?
Let's go with B. Scott.
All right. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah. It's going down. H-Town. Hiram Clark. B. Scott.
B. Scott from Hiram Clark. B. Scott from Hiram Clark.
That's the winner.
From Hiram Clark.
You ain't even heard the other one yet.
I know. Well, I guess I have. I hear it every day. Well, every Thursday, every Wednesday.
That's fair.
All right, let's hear Baseball Spo. B. Scott from Hiram Clark. We're having a battle here.
Who they want? Who they want? Who they want? Baseball Spo.
Yeah.
Baseball Spo.
Yeah.
Baseball Spo.
Yeah.
Baseball Spo.
Yeah.
Baseball Spo. Baseball Spo.
That's tougher. I'm sorry. You're not going to lie to me. You're not going to lie to me and tell me that's not tougher.
I will say this. I feel like Baseball Spoke, this one kind of hyped you up a little
bit.
Yes. Yeah.
The B. Scott one is laid back. It's kind of like an H-Town flavor. It's a little laid back.
Yeah. Now let's do this. Imagine. Let's play B. Scott's intro one more time and imagine Snoop on the lyrics. Because every time I hear it, I hear Snoop in my voice, and it's badass. Now imagine Snoop right here.
It's going down. H-Town. Iron Clark. B-Scott.
Here we go.
B-Scott from Iron Clark.
Come on, man.
From Iron Clark.
Do the Snoop sound. How would Snoop say
it? Yeah, I was doing it pre-show. I'm not going to do it right
now. Wow.
You got to do it.
Wow, he got scared. That's crazy.
But imagine Snoop.
I can see the Hiram Clark, do it.
imagine Snoop doing it. It would be so cool.
I don't know if we have a definitive answer here, but like very early, a lot of B. Scott, but the Baseball Spo audience is coming back in.
They are.
We're fighting back here. Maybe y'all are saying I'm wrong. Lynn, look, I do love that we both have two intros that are both very good, that are in fact great. But yeah, I think personally, I'm still going B.
We got some B. Scott love. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch this.
So last night we got a little bit of LA on LA. I don't know. I'm not gonna call LA on LA crime, but those teams played against each other. The Angels and the Dodgers. Dodgers visiting Anaheim out in Orange County. And so Shohei Ohtani gets to return to where he had previously played. And during his third at bat, you want to know what it said on the Jumbotron on the big scoreboard?
I did not see this. So yes.
Shohei Ohtani, and under it said, used to work here.
Oh, that's cool.
And I think I love it when teams do this, right? Like, not in a disrespectful way, but have a little fun with, former players. Like, obviously, I do love when there are tribute videos and those types of things, but I really like the opportunity to have a little fun with Shohei Ohtani, a dude who clearly mattered.
Just
the dude who used to work here. So I thought that was really fun.
I love it. I hadn't seen that.
Yeah.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So I went to a restaurant a couple weeks ago. I meant to bring this up, but it was a restaurant that used to be a food truck, and they ended up getting their own
storefront. They got the glow up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you love to see it.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go into the restaurant and eat there. You know, I was super pumped up about it. And, you know, when you get your order and you say, you know, here, I want to eat here, or, you know, I said here, and I sat at the table. You know, waiting. The one thing I hate, I got to confess this, I hate this, and I don't know, maybe some restaurant owners or people that work in the restaurant industry can explain why, but they brought my food out like I asked for it to go. So it was like in the bag and all that stuff.
Oh, but you were eating
I was looking forward to like eating there at the restaurant, like on a tray or something like that, but they just brought it. Like, to me, I felt like it was no purpose of asking me, do I want it here or to go?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
They just brung it out in the bag like I was getting ready to dip out. And I'm just like, dang, that kind of...
Did they do that for everyone?
I guess so.
I don't know. That's kind of the McDonald's template. That's how McDonald's became McDonald's. Everything they served here or to go was all in a bag.
Yeah,
and
but
now everybody does it at fast food, but that's not fast food.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Man. I'm like, man, I was expecting... Because usually, even when you go to a McDonald's, like, whenever... I haven't eaten inside of a McDonald's in a long time, but they used to bring a tray out. They used to give you a tray.
Yeah. Yeah.
They used to put the bag on the tray, maybe, or, you know, all that stuff, but they just gave it to me like it was... Like, I was dipping out, and I'm like, man, that kind of spoiled the experience for me.
And depending on the place, I do appreciate the idea of, okay, I might start eating here, but if I want to take this, I can just kind of wrap it up and go. But I hear you on the idea of, then why are you asking me the question?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think Chipotle did that a couple times, too, where I said, for here, and they just bagged everything up. I'm just like, dang, so now I got to take it out the bag. I'm wasting the bag, too.
Yeah.
Because it's like I'm throwing the bag away because I'm eating it here. So that kind of took the fun out of it.
Yeah, it does take the fun out. I got to believe that's a money thing. They're just, saving a little more money by just doing everything the same.
I thought either that or maybe somebody didn't want to do the dishes and they just rather just put it in.
Well, that might all be a factor.
Yeah, yeah, the dishwasher is on vacation and we ain't get another one. So y'all getting this disposable. Yeah.
The other thing, too, the plastic forks. I hate going inside of a like a sit down restaurant.
Yeah.
And they give you the plastic forks. Like, oh, this
that's the worst.
This ain't freaking 2020.
Have you ever gotten the plastic forks that are not strong though? That just
immediately 100%.
And now you got broken like the tines in your food?
100%.
I hold a grudge.
I was so pissed because I ordered some chicken and waffles from a place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how are you supposed to eat chicken and waffles without a good fork?
They gave me the plasticware. I'm just like, what in the world? So I'm trying to cut the chicken with the plastic knife. I'm like, man, this is bad, man.
I'm all for,
and y'all charging me a lot.
You know, I'm all for recycling and you know, save the earth and all that stuff. I get it. I endorse it. But man, when I get a recycled fork, you know, one of those ones that's been recycled.
Yeah.
And it's like a little
cheaper,
it's a little more fragile. I'm like, ah.
What about the straws, the recycled?
Yeah.
The paper straws.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I was like, at that point, just give me a physical fork. Yeah. I will use it and then you can go wash it and we can save the earth that way. I was about to ask you about chicken waffles at that point. I was like, we're just going a whole different level. So let's go ahead and call Confessions a wrap for today. Appreciate you hanging out with us in the loop. Shout out to the 713 who texted and said, thanks for losing the bet, Lopez. You're wearing the leather helmet. Made me smile today. It brought me joy.
Oh, that's good.
You're not the only one. Literally everyone who's walked by the studio has had a fantastic grin. I have laughed out loud during the course of the show when I just forgot that he was wearing it and saw him put it on. Figgy's been had. It's just a mood lifter.
It's a mood lifter.
You got to get in a three-point stance.
Yeah.
Go in the hallway and just get in a three-point stance. I'll record you.
I don't know about that. And now I got to drop another $150 for these helmets for you and Reggie for Fridays.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I'm down for it, man.
Go ahead and do that. Like, we will do that.
Go ahead and do that.
We will do that for sure.
Don't ask me to do it.
Someone did say you look like a fighter pilot in the World War II or something.
That's
World
fine.
War I. So that was fine. That was hilarious. So you're the Red Baron now, I guess, whatever. Coming up next, though, let's talk about some news. Davis Mills got a one-year extension on his deal that'll make it so that he's no longer in the final year of his contract. I think that's a little bit more important than, you know, maybe it seems with just a one-year deal. We'll talk about that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.